My name is Abdul Qadir Khalif Sheikh Yusuf. I come from Mogadishu, Somalia. I work for SOCDA, Somali Organization for Community Development Activities, which is based in Mogadishu, but has also other offices in other parts of Somalia.
And what's the situation right now in Somalia?
Thank you very much. This is a great opportunity to tell you that the situation in Somalia is gradually and slowly improving. But the general, in general, we can say that insecurity or lack of security is what is really bothering many people.
So day-to-day life in Somalia right now is what for many people?
Well, of course, I can tell you that a country that has been plunged into civil war, you can imagine for 15 years how difficult the life can be. But there is always hope. Where there is a desire, there is hope. And I think people are working very, very much to really realize that the new Somali government that was established a year and a half ago at least functions. Sorry, and that's also the desire of not only my organization, but the whole movement in Somalia, especially the Somali Social Forum, is to really ensure that we advocate for the rebirth of Somalia by pressing on Somali leaders and even faction leaders to come together and discuss their differences so that people get peace at last.
Is there a formal peace or reconciliation plan right now? Is there any kind of formal process?
No, I think for maybe many people know that there had been a meeting, a Somali reconciliation meeting in Kenya for 2 years, from 2002 up to 2004. The outcome was the election of a president, a constitution of a parliament, at least a transitional federal parliament, and so on. But the government has plunged into difficult situation. There was a split, a rift. Some moved to Mogadishu, others moved to other town. So now it seems that there is an international pressure building up on those leaders to come together, and there is a hope that even before the end of this January or the beginning of February, there might be, for the first time, an all-inclusive parliamentary meeting within Somalia. And that's what the international community would like to see, and the Somali people are really demanding.
And what has been the international role in the conflict in Somalia? Is it an internal conflict mostly, or would you say that it's linked to an international context as well?
Yeah, of course, it's one of the areas that the Somali Social Forum advocates and lobby for is really to see that the international interest in Somalia is to benefit the Somali people. Therefore, I would say there is a lot of interest because they are called countries or organizations with interest in Somalia. And that can be Europeans, Americans, and I think many countries, especially neighboring countries. And that is why the Somali Social Forum really urges all these countries or all these institutions that are interested in the Somali issue to come together, debate and discuss, and eventually come with a framework that can help the Somali people. We know that without the international community's hand, there can never be any solution to these problems. So it is not a localized thing. It is, of course, there are local actors instigating maybe wars and factions and problems, but there are international, of course, known international responses. So what we are urging, especially because there is a mood in this forum that there should be another world and there should be another Africa, there should also be another Somalia, because we are Somali people have got a right to have a peaceful environment and a development-oriented programs.
Can you talk a little bit about the Canadian government's involvement in Somalia?
Well, thank you very much. Although I know very little about involvement of Canada in Somalia, we can recall simply a very recent history of the country sending a contingent to join other countries in Somalia in early 1990s to prevent famine and starvation. And that was really a very successful program. The only problem is that Canadian troops were associated with abuse of power by according or reportedly by molesting and even killing a Somali citizen. But we heard that the law in Canada has taken its role, and the officers involved were penalized for that. But also we know that Canada is behind, really, and actively behind, many forums whereby Somalia's reconciliation process is really evaluated or assisted. So we are very grateful. But on top of that, I can tell you Canada is one of those countries that have received really large number of Somali refugees that fled the problems in the country. And we are very grateful. We know that there is a large community of Somali community in Canada, which we hope that they will influence their government there to really to help the programs, the ongoing programs to for the rebirth of Somalia.
Are you satisfied with the UN's role in resolving the conflict?
Yeah, the UN is also trying to help Somalis reconstitute their really their government, and I am very much sure that there can be criticism as why organization like UN is not really accelerating. But I think what they are doing up to now is satisfactory, because they have helped the last conference, the Somali Reconciliation Conference in Kenya. They helped also the one before that in Djibouti in 2000. So I cannot really say that the United Nations is careless about the Somali process.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I would like to say that this kind of forum, which is the World Social Forum taking place in Bamako, where we have just met, is one of those opportunities that give civil society activists really a way of coming together, formulating, strategizing a development, an awareness program, so that unfairness is changed in this world. We have debated the issues of economy, we have debated environment, we have debated militarization, we have debated, you recall, all kind of things. So what we would say is our proposals need to be implemented, and basically institutions like governments and the international institutions like financial institutions have to really listen to these activists, what they are saying, what they are coming up, and they are the ones to implement. But let me rest assured that we are not going to stop voicing out our grievances, our problems, and pointing out really where the difficulties lie and the solutions for that.